Now, we come to the third verse here, and we read here, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, there are two explanations for the origin of this universe. One is speculation, and the other is revelation. By faith, you accept revelation. And friends, by faith, you will accept speculation. And speculation has many theories. Many of them have been ditched. Right now, it's evolution. But it's going out of style today, I'm told. But it's the best that they can hold on, but it's speculation. And you sure have to have a lot of faith to go along with it. Now, he says here, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed. Actually, the ages were set up by the Word of God. And the Word of God, we've already been told, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God is more powerful than an atom bomb or a hydrogen bomb. Someone has said that atom bombs come in three sizes, big and bigger, and then where is everybody? Well, the Word of God is more potent than that, my friend, because the Word of God has the power to transform life. And when you and I come to the Word of God, we find out that either you accept God's statement concerning the origin. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's revelation. Either you believe God or you go by speculation. Now, don't tell me today that evolution is scientific. It's not. If it were, then all the scientists would be in agreement. And they're not in agreement. And today, many of the outstanding scientists are beginning to let go this worship of evolution. They see so many fallacies in it, and they're moving away from it. Now, you either believe God, and that's revelation, or you believe speculation. You see, faith must be anchored in something. I heard this whimsical story about the guard that was guide in a museum, and he was taking a group of people around, and they came to a reconstructed dinosaur. You know, one bone, and then they make up the rest of them, and there it was, a great big dinosaur. And so this guide says, this dinosaur is 2,000,006 years old. Of course, the crowd looked at him in amazement. And one extrovert in the crowd, this fellow said, what do you mean, 2,000,006 years old? Where do you get the six? Well, he says, when I came to work here 6 years ago, it was 2,000,000 years old. Now it's 2,000,006 years old. Well, friends, that shows how utterly ridiculous all this dating that goes back millions of years can really become. Now, faith means you've got a solid basis for the origin of the universe. I won't have to change my theory. It's been in operation a long time. God created the heavens and the earth. Now, I want to give a quotation now from Dr. G. Campbell Morgan that's fitting as we come to these individuals. He says, life is to be mastered by faith and not by doubt. It is to be forevermore illuminated by hope and not darkened by despair. And in its activity, love is to be practiced in fellowship. We're going to see that illustrated now as we come. Faith is not some jewel that you put in a case like a diamond and look at it. That's not the way it's given to us here. That's the reason I don't want to call it a catalog of heroes of faith. These are men and women that got right down to the nitty-gritty of life. And faith was operative in their lives. And faith is not something, therefore, that you put in a case. Faith rests upon the Word of God. Now, we come to individuals, and you have given here three individuals who lived before the flood. And one even lived through it and on this side of it. You have, first of all, Abel. In Abel, you have the way of faith. And then Enoch, and you have the walk of faith. And then in Noah, you have the witness of faith. Now, these are the three men that lived before the flood. And faith was in operation at that time. These men walked by faith, lived by faith, saved by faith.